I have some hashtag rock band names.
Do you?
From past things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, no okay. one submitted
no,
those
not
to
from us.
Us,
but take the color of your underwear plus the last thing you ate.
Purple fish.
Purple burger.
Purple burger.
Purple burger.
Black burger.
Mine would be...
Are you going to be white burger?
White burger.
White burger. Black sauerkraut?
Black sauerkraut.
That's all you ate was sauerkraut?
Oh, there was like salsa.
I got blue stir fry.
Blue stir fry? I kind of like blue stir fry. Yeah. That's not bad.
Mine would actually be purple beans. They were purple the beans were the last thing that I ate.
I had chips and hummus actually last time. Plaid chips and hummus.
Take a sound an animal makes.
Like actually make the sound? Like instead of sound, we would go...
No, like a sound.
Buzz.
Buzz, and then take an object.
Buzz lighter.
Buzz lighter.
Buzz lighter.
Okay, that one wasn't as cool.
Buzz lighter, Buzz lightyear. Someone pass me the pipe, please. Pass the pipe. Someone. You guys are pump faking each other for it.
I'm in a wheelchair right now. The wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some pretty classy equipment in this studio. We've got a futon and a wheelchair.
And a projector.
Yeah. Two old little wooden coffee tables.
Yeah. Xbox.
The Wii and the Xbox are solid additions.
And a Wii Fit.
Yeah.
With Rock Band instruments.
A lot of video games. I worked out today doing Wii Fit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should get some Wii Fit.
It's like the laziest workout ever. Like,
yeah, I can't believe you just said that you worked out.
Right?
Worked out.
Honest to God, though, it's embarrassing because you actually do feel a little bit of a burn while you do stuff. Okay. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, a video game made me fucking hurt.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it was embarrassing.
Just wait. You're going to like initiate the future where like we'll be older and that's what working out is going to be.
Yep.
Just like a LA Fitness full of like Wii Fits.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, well.
They would get rid of tennis courts and just have like rooms with just Wii tennis Wii
sports.
Oh my gosh, that would be ridiculous. But like arcade games will be like the new fitness centers.
Yeah.
Like shit.
Oh man, that'd be crazy.
What a weird world.
I would always like I've told you guys this a million times, but my biggest thing, another invention that I would like to make is a video game system that is like a four-wall room. Like you're in the middle of it, and the floor is just like a moving
simulator.
Simulator. And you walk around, you get actual props. Like you could have a gun for a shooter game, or you can have like a hockey stick if you want to play NHL. And so like you actually stick handling, you're doing that in the game actually. So yeah, taking it to a whole new level.
We'll get there. We already have Oculus Rift and stuff, and then the thing that you can walk on with the Oculus Rift.
Apparently they're working on it over in Japan.
Yeah, it's
China.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The one with Oculus Rift, so you're like, you stand on this thing that has a movable platform, and then you're like harnessed in, so you just stay in one place and like walk and jump and run and shit.
Oh damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oculus Rift is that crazy, like virtual glasses.
Oh
thing?
Yeah, I've seen those. I mean, I've never
they're like 3D
seen them, but I've heard of them. Yeah,
yeah, it's nuts.
I think I saw them in a magazine. Honestly,
yeah,
I'm pretty cool though.
Shit's interesting.
I don't know. I think I'd get like motion sickness though. I'd be like,
Think about it. There's videos of people like doing like a virtual roller coaster and shit on Oculus Rift. We like freak the fuck out.
Oh yeah,
we
well, because your body's not experiencing it. It's just like
yeah.
Or they like put up like a zombie like game or something, and they like have to like run away.
Oh, that'd be scary.
We did simulated NASCAR at Mall of America.
How was that?
The car will actually turn.
Oh, you're in the pod thing.
Yeah,
I've done a spaceship once. Yeah. No.
You actually do get really fucking sick. You feel because just the thing's moving you. You know, you're not actually feeling.
You're
like,
not
the
actually
inertia
moving,
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's tough, but...
Wow.
Speaking of video games, have you guys ever been to, like, any video game, like...
Conventions?
Conventions, yeah, or, like, comic book conventions or anything like that?
I've been to a comic book store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as close
yep.
as I've
been. Yep, a few yeah. times.
I've game shops are awesome.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not a huge video game fan, but...
Yeah. I've been to a comic book store probably like twice in my life, but they were weird. They were interesting.
There are some interesting people at comic book stores.
Yeah.
I was there when, like, you know, there were like a bunch of 40-year-olds like playing Magic
right.
in the back. Like... Next to the
dude, I've played Magic.
Next to the vending machine, I've never played it. That's I've seen awesome. It played.
I did the like the Friday night like tournament. Oh,
okay, no
I
shit.
To, I mean, I used to play like Yu-Gi-Oh yeah. like when I was younger.
Yeah. I did Yu-Gi-Oh, but last summer yeah, like game. I hung out with one of my friends like little brothers, and he was really into it. And like that's just like what we'd do for like the summer. We'd just like go over and like play Magic. So he taught us how, and then he like brought us to the tournament thing. And it's like free, so you can just like, you know,
yeah.
all you're just pretty much like playing games with like some other cool dudes.
Yeah. yeah.
And like the like real like Magic nerds and stuff, they're like pretty cool people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You get free pizza.
Oh, sweet.
That's free pretty pizza. Fucking awesome.
Worth it for the free pizza.
Sounds like a rapist convention. It's like, here's free pizza. Let's play video games.
let's play
cards.
Video They're games, all cool card people. Games, yeah.
They weren't like the weird neckbeard like
yeah.
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Neckbeard.
Oh, They're man. Not like Pokemon fans.
Dude, I went to a Pokemon tournament actually when I was younger.
Nice.
Yeah. I went to a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament yeah. in like middle school.
Super interesting.
I didn't play in it. I just watched.
I played.
I was like, this
yeah,
is interesting.
It was weird. I mean, you're just there with like a bunch of other kids. Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. It was stupid. I mean, they played like...
Hey, that's cool.
They played like by the legitimate rules, though. Like, mm-hmm. they had like the coins and shit, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they were like, oh, I was like, oh, I'll do this. And they're like, oh, but you got to flip a coin to do that. I'm like, give me a coin. And then just I don't fuck. We just say it works. But yeah, I've never done like conventions though. We've got a lot of friends that do Comic Con yeah. and like those conventions.
I'd want to do one. I'd want to go to the Chicago one.
I wouldn't mind. This kid Alex, Geoff's friend.
Yeah,
he's super into comic books, and he was telling me all about it. And get this, he said that's like the best place to find a girl to hook up with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says it's like wow. it's like very attractive girls dressing in like provocative. Clothes.
Oh, like cosplay. Sure.
Yeah, like cosplay yeah. and shit. And they're like good looking girls, but they're kind of nerdy. So like if you, I don't know. He's like, yeah, it's just the best place. You get hot girls out the ass. They're so cool. They're so down to earth. I was like, oh, fuck, I'll take That'd your word cool. for it. Maybe I'll experience it one day.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
I don't know. I kept telling him though. I was like, am I going to have to know like everything there is to know about like Batman? And he's like, oh, yeah, I mean like, you'll probably want like a basic knowledge of some stuff. Like, if I walk in, he'd be like, "Hey, did you guys catch that Blackhawks game last night?" But yeah, I don't know.
There's gonna be like one little stand in the corner for like NHL.
Yeah,
NHL
14, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll experience it. I'll go do it.
Because I like a lot of that, the like science fiction, like. In the video games, so I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, I need to see that. Movie.
Yeah.
Everybody who I know who's seen it, they've all said it's good.
Yeah it topped the charts. Or,
yeah. I mean,
it beat out.
It's
a
great movie.
Yeah. Oh, no, like, Teenage Mutant cool. Ninja Turtles beat out Guardians of the Galaxy, okay. Yeah.
I mean, but that's why it came out like a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's there's a lot of, you know, science, like fiction, fantasy, like in it, but it's still a great.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I first saw the trailers, like, I had no idea who they were. Yeah. I looked up, like, what the comics were.
It's pretty funny, it's pretty too. There's a lot of humor in it.
Yeah. So. Cause Chris Pratt. Yeah. It's, like, really cool. Yeah.
I do like Chris Pratt. And when I was originally, I always keep a tab on actors I love on IMDb. And, like, years ago, I saw that. It was like Bradley Cooper playing Rocky, or what is it? Rocket Raccoon or whatever?
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
Rocky
yeah.
Rocket?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I'm not 100%
sure.
Rocket. It's Rocket, yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket Raccoon.
And they said it was, he was playing that. And I was like, what the fuck is this title? Like, is he going to be acting? What is, you know, what is this fucking deal?
Voice act?
Yeah, he voice acted, which was very interesting. Yeah,
and then Vin Diesel was Groot.
Yeah. I keep seeing these videos of, like, the little baby Groot, like, dancing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone keeps sharing that, thinking it's, like, the funniest thing. I don't get it.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I need to see the movie. I just finally watched the new Godzilla.
Oh, man. I need to see that. Epic.
Yeah, I mean, so I, like, grew up with Godzilla, and I, like, love Godzilla. Like, I know, like, everything about it. But so it was really interesting to watch because it's, like, not anything similar to the other Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
But it was still cool. It was pretty badass.
That's cool.
You got to see Godzilla fight some monsters, so that's why people watch Godzilla. Just to see a really cool fight of people in rubber suits.
Is it set in, like, Japan or China? Or
it's like, two. It's, like, in Japan and in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to do that to try and...
Yeah, they did. They did. It was in Japan, which is cool.
That's interesting, man. Yeah. I love that they have been, like, remaking all these old movies. And like really putting a new spin on them. I like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that with like all the Disney original. Like,
yeah.
Snow White and Cinderella and like, what is it, Sleeping Beauty? Or
yeah.
They've had a few.
Yeah, it's going to be something kind of like that. And
I don't hear it.
Yeah. We don't hear it snoring. Yeah, no, it's kind of cool, though. It kind of gives you hope because, you know, there's at least some movies that are just going to constantly keep getting remade, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Batman is never going to go out of style. Like,
no.
They're going to keep remaking Batmans like James Bond's, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Batman versus Superman one.
And it's cool to think that Ninja Turtles can get remade again.
Right.
Down the road.
I remember do you remember that movie they tried to make in, like, 2008 or something?
Weren't those like the guys in actual suits or something like that?
It was something. Yeah, it was like really weird 3D or like,
I don't know,
CGI or something. Yeah, it was weird CGI and it just like did horrible.
That's rough. Yeah, it's interesting though. I looked up facts on like who played what characters and everything like that. Johnny Knoxville is one of the Ninja Turtles. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Will Arnett's in it. He's fucking hilarious. I love Will Arnett.
Yeah, he's good.
Megan Fox is in it because she's Megan Fox.
I question her ability.
Her ability?
I question her ability as an actress.
Yeah, I don't know.
And there must be something going on between Michael Bay and Megan Fox.
Well, I think it was bad news for a while. I think that's why she didn't do the second one. Yeah, there was someone, she didn't like someone, or like, someone had a bad experience.
AKA Michael Bay's wife found out.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Ooh,
Michael and Megan got in a little fight. Megan had to get off the movies, and now they made up.
Yep.
So.
Well, the good news is Michael Bay was only a producer on that, so he wasn't like always on set, bugging these guys, but yeah.
So, they still fucked a lot.
So they had more time.
You ever see her?
Yeah.
Ever see her thumbs? She has weird thumbs.
Yeah, she's got toe thumbs. Kind of turned me off
a little bit.
Her thumbs look like toes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yep. Look, Google Megan Fox's thumbs and it'll...
Just say Megan Fox toe thumbs.
Yeah, just Megan Fox thumbs.
And very like weird. Toe thumbs.
Weird hashtag. Hashtag. Like, tell if she was holding your hand, like, your hand would be like,
I think so. They look kind of strange. Which is cool. I like that she's got toe thumbs and she's famous. You can make it even if you're, you know, they were trying to make it seem like you had to be fucking picture perfect to make it in Hollywood.
I know. And a model.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, doesn't.
Like, her Achilles heel is her thumb.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, they're a little wide.
Yeah. They're interesting, man, but... Yeah, going back to it, though, I bet cares? Shia LaBeouf fucked her.
Oh, they did?
Oh, they did?
They did. It's confirmed.
Like, that was official?
Wow. They did.
It's an actor thing.
Knowing Shia.
It's a Hollywood thing.
It's a Shia LaBeouf thing. He's like, I gotta know what I'm going through.
Shia LaBeouf did that Nymphomaniac movie.
Yeah, I watched that the other night, actually.
I need to watch it.
It's weird. It's very, it's tough to watch, man.
Well, I've seen his other movies, and so I kind of know what it's, I'm going to expect.
It's not focused around Shia LaBeouf, though. It's focused around the girl, and Shia plays like a part of it.
Yeah.
And
it's like a 4-hour movie, too.
It's so long. I didn't finish it because it got super depressing. I just turned it off.
I was reading that like the original is like 5 hours, and that's the one that he brought to the film festival.
I would have fucking shot him. I would never sit around for 5 hours in a theater.
Yeah.
That is malarkey. But, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen his other movies, like Melancholia and stuff.
It's
really interesting. Melancholia is probably the best.
Are you saying with Shia LaBeouf or with the director?
It's Lars von Trier, the director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He has like, this is his like third in like this mini series about like mental like disorders or depression or.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I kind of liked it for a little bit, just because it's kind of a dangerous story, you know. These girls are just kind of whoring themselves out, and you just keep expecting something super bad to happen, and I don't know, it's interesting, but then it gets really just depressing and sad, and I just couldn't do it.
What Melancholia is about, like the end of the world.
Yeah,
this planet's like crashes into Earth, and it's like about like who is it? Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, she sucks. I hate her.
It's based about her. Like,
sorry to call you out, Kirsten. You're a terrible actress.
David Kirsten. Yeah, she's in it, and it's like depression and stuff. How she's like dealing with the end of the world.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. And then the first one is just horrible. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It put me in a weird mood. It was that, and I was dealing with the news on Robin Williams passing.
Oh fuck!
And yeah,
I wasn't gonna bring it up.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I feel like we got to put a little homage to Robin. He was great, man. What was like the first movie you guys watched him in?
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Yeah,
Jumanji for sure.
Jumanji. Flubber.
Oh, definitely Flubber.
Yeah, I really can't tell which came first. Flubber might have been first.
I think Flubber.
Dude, my first time I think I saw him ever was Mrs. Doubtfire. And that movie inspired me so much.
Did you see his tweet?
Robin Williams tweeted about he wore his, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire outfit 25 years ago, whatever. And he says, I think I wore it better. It was a picture next to Kim Kardashian with the same fucking floral shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was so funny. I love that one. He's a firecracker, man.
The stand-up is genius, some of it.
It's so out there, man. It's just constantly flowing and
no breaks, just keeps going.
Yeah.
He changes subjects so well too, and like eyes every he was an amazing comedian. I know.
He's so funny.
He made so many people happy.
Yeah.
Especially like, and like when we grew up too, like a lot of movies were there, came out, all the way up to RV.
Yeah.
You guys remember RV?
Oh, wow. Breakout performance.
It was like one like movie that was always like on TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I have nothing else to watch when I watch RV. Such a horrible movie.
Yeah, he hit a little rough spot there.
Yeah.
He brought it back, though. I liked... He's got four unreleased movies right now.
Those movies are going to make so much money.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the Michael Jackson effect.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good, though. I sat in my room for, like, 3 days, and I just kind of, like, kept watching like,
all of them.
His movies, his interviews, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just such a genuine guy.
Well, for sure.
He donated to a lot of fucking charities and stuff. Like, this guy was a difference maker. There was a story, these people, if you guys ever get too bummed out by the way that we're talking about him, just cut me off. But this family, this was such a depressing story, actually. The grandpa like killed the grandma and then like killed himself. So this family had to have this horrible funeral. It was just this terrible tragedy. Yeah. So they went and they're all just messed up and they're just not doing well. And so they're going home and the dad's like, oh, I just got to pull over. Like, we got to get donuts or something. So it's 2 a.m. They go to this donut store in like the middle of wherever. And Robin Williams is in there.
Oh, shit.
And he saw them dressed like that and looking super down. So he went over and he introduced himself. He sat down with them, ate a meal with them, and was joking. And they said, like, by the end of it, the dad, who had just lost, like, both his parents, was, like, in tears, like, on the floor laughing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, the guy is just so stellar.
I mean,
unbelievable character. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, you can really tell when a lot of performers are pretty devastated.
Yeah,
by
he's
it.
Really good. He's amazing.
But yeah. So
I really liked Hook too when I growing up.
Hook, yeah.
I had never watched it
really?
Until like 3 days ago.
I watched it the other day again.
Yeah. So beautiful.
Great.
It's so good.
I love Peter Pan.
It's on Netflix. You can catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of his movies are like all the top like.
Yeah,
top Netflix movies are all Robin Williams.
I know.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch Mrs. Doubtfire tonight.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good one. All right. Hopefully. Well, you guys want to call it? You guys are looking pretty.
Yeah,
beat.
We can call it. We've got to get home tonight too.
There's that, and we probably have been recording for like 2 hours, haven't we?
Yep, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow, that's a long one.
Yep.
Great. Well, fuck it. Let's all say goodbye.
All right. Well. It was a pleasure being on this podcast. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem.
Yeah. So, see you guys.
Yeah.
Why, thank you.
Glad I got off a little bit early tonight so I could take part in my first Let's Be Blunt.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man.
Thanks, Daly.
We'll be back later with musical traditions.
Yes, please perform. Yeah. Give us a little Let's Be Blunt song.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
We'll be back with a jingle.
Definitely. That and some other shit.
Back in the jingle.
But yeah, so we'd like to do that, and we'd like to thank everyone for this summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we actually, if not before this is up, we do have some stuff we recorded this summer.
Yeah. I talked to a possible future politician.
Ooh.
Yeah, the kid's very interested
get them
in politics.
Let's just ruin their life. Black man.
It was very interesting. It was funny too because he's gonna kill me when he hears this. He was like, "I just need you to do me a favor. Like, any references to me, like if you use my name or whatever, could you bleep it out? Because this could come back and haunt me in future years." And I was like, "I have blackmail on a future fucking."
It's like the Obama picture with like the joint.
Yeah, I have the Obama joint picture right now. If this kid ever makes it,
that's
so
funny. I hope we get a lot of those. Like, I hope we have like these recordings. And then later
all our
on,
friends
they're, like,
become
famous.
Like, that'd be pretty cool. Oh man, if you guys become famous, I'm gonna use these to become famous. So,
I mean, this will be in your resume because you just like produced this.
Yeah, that's true.
Episode.
Yeah, we could always just not reference weed in one of the episodes, and you guys could use it for a project.
Except for this one. This one's about
we've totally mentioned weed.
We've been smoking out of a tobacco pipe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by all means. We sign some rights.
We got this wooden tobacco pipe like $4, so we've been smoking out of it because it has the largest bowl ever.
It's so amazing. I love it.
Also brought to you by some blueberry kush.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's very delicious. What else did we smoke tonight?
We smoked Chem
Beautiful
Dog.
Beautiful flowers.
Some Chem Dog skis.
Chem Dog.
But yeah, we'll end this shit. Yeah, thank you. Shout out to everyone from this summer, though. I will name Sage. I know Sage was, she loves shout outs. She's a fun person to shout out to. Ethan, all those guys for putting me up. Ange for putting me up. Yeah.
Enough music. Goodbye, everybody. Keep talking.
It was an awkwardly long pause before we said sign off. Yeah, we're done.
usually peak. And when it seems the farthest is when it's usually sweet. I only shop on Friday, that's when it's usually cheap. They said they used to old news, but that ain't usually me.
Same LSD story every time that we've all heard it. Young man on acid thought he could fly. Jumped out of a building. What a tragedy.